Today is the beautiful feast of the Transfiguration, when the Lord shows us to what great heights we are all called to be. But sometimes in life, we look for excuses and reasons why we should even stop trying. There's a story of a granddaughter that was taken fishing by her grandfather, and he showed her how to put the worm on the hook, how to cast out into the deep, and how to wait patiently for her fish. And after an hour or two, she turns to her grandfather and she says, "I don't think my worm is working as hard as it should." And sometimes when we think about our own life, we sometimes get discouraged, lose faith, and instead of turning to God, we sometimes lose heart, lose hope. How often, and this is a question each of us can ask yourself, when you were faced with a difficulty, did you turn to God first? Not to your husband, wife, brother, sister, or friend, or horoscope. But how many of us, honestly, turned inwardly in prayer and asked the Lord both for wisdom, guidance, and strength? We are reminded, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, that although the Lord's directives may seem so heavy and so difficult, it's like the men who never read instruction manuals. It's one of the comedy scenes in most movies. You see a husband with a bicycle, a little thing he's supposed to put together, some cabinet. He has the manual open and he goes, "The manual must be broken. It doesn't work. There are too many parts." We know that people who write manuals and our Lord who gives us commandments and directives, it is for our own good. The goal of the commandments is to forget about them. They are the minimum. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. If you wake up in the morning, you have to worry about that stuff, you got a problem. What you have to worry about is, how generous have I been? How much life have I given through my words and through my deeds? How much encouragement have I given to a friend who has given up hope? How many compliments have I given to remind people how good and how great they can be? So the commandments, like manuals, are good for beginners. But the goal is to give more of yourself than you receive, to give more into the world than is there, to be part of the creative process that the Lord reminded us we were meant to be. Sometimes people say, "I'm an artist." Everybody is an artist. We were born to create. And who we become is our greatest creation. Never lose hope. Give it. Never stop trying. Encourage people to try more. Be a life giver, a life creator, someone who realizes when you are creating hope and life and happiness and laughter, you are working on God's side and making life better for everyone, including yourself. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.